It's an extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Shelby Mechanical. Sign up for unbeatable service from plumbers who care. To learn more on how to save with new Rinnai tankless water heaters, visit shelbymechanical.net. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
You know, you and I talk, everybody needs a plumber they can trust. They need that phone on the refrigerator, because when you got to have a plumber, you got to have them now.
You're right. Phone number on the refrigerator, so as soon as you need it, you call them, because if you don't call them right away, usually it gets worse.
That's the absolute truth.
And when it comes to plumbers, people don't know who to trust. So we're going to spend the next hour talking to customers or listeners out there about a company they can trust, and that company is Shelby Mechanical. The phone number is 586-726-9444. The website is shelbymechanical.net, shelbymechanical.net. So stick around for the next hour, the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys featuring Shelby Mechanical.
Service. The team is fast, efficient, and friendly. We had a part of our sewer pipe outside replaced, and they did a great job. This was the second company to come out. The first was horrible and wanted to overcharge. Shelby Mechanical was priced fairly and went above and beyond.
Boy, and if you search around with Shelby Mechanical's reviews, you are going to see a ton of reviews on the internet out there like that. Right now, we're going to introduce the owner of Shelby Mechanical, Mr. Ron Alexander. How are you, sir?
Good morning, guys.
And I understand you know this gentleman, Aaron Alexander, next to you pretty well.
Yeah, this is my son. He's slowly, we're working him into taking over, so it's time for me to wander off.
Put out the pasture?
Start enjoying a little bit of life. I've been doing it 30 years, so I've had enough. I'll be around. I'm not going away, but he's taking care of estimates and saying if we're working them into it. And
well, you built a great business that people could trust.
Yes.
So you want to give a little background and history on that? Because that means a lot to listeners to know.
Well, I started it after I got out of the service. I actually met a gentleman up in Alpena when the ship was in there that owned a plumbing business down here in Sterling Heights. Oh. So that's how I got started. He offered me a job.
I love those stories.
Yeah.
So you're familiar with Thunder Bay up there?
We were in the Owl Cafe in Alpena. I remember that. And he did own it, and he was a charter fisherman, and I was actually stopping a fight. That's how I met him. Well, some of the guys are getting a little rowdy, and I was a senior officer there, so I had to stop the fight, and that's how we started talking. We're from the same area. And he offered me a job, and I got out on an early program. And
did you have any plumbing experience at all back then?
Well, piping. You do a lot of piping and process piping on ships.
Okay.
In the Coast Guard, you
sure.
have to fix everything. Navy, you have specialty guys. Coast Guard, you have to fix it all. So you figure it out. You don't have a choice. So that's kind of where I started. And then just one step after another.
Well, you built an empire.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a great place. And you have great people that work here. Friendly faces. I mean, yeah. Everyone smiles when we walk into place.
I know it. So what does Shelby Mechanical do? So if you're a listener sitting out there with a business or a home.
We do pretty much anything to do with plumbing, commercial, residential, industrial. I mean, we don't say, very rarely say no. I mean, we'll get guys call us, I can't get anybody to figure this out or do it. And then we'll go out and try to figure out a way. We'll find out. We'll research it. We'll figure it out. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, stainless steel piping. You get into some of these factories and there's like, I can't get anybody to come out and do this. And so we'll figure out a way. But we rarely say that isn't something we'd work on. I mean, they want us to work on some kind of dam project down in Gros Eel, and it's just, that's a little bit more than we can handle.
That would take a lot of personnel. So what's a typical call that Shelby Mechanical might get from a homeowner?
I mean, service-wise, it's normally a sewer issue, a lot of water heater replacements, leaky faucets, your typical stuff. I mean, we get a lot of plugged drains and clogged drains, and we have a lot of septic tanks in this area, not too far from the cities.
Sure.
And I can't talk enough people out of not using garbage disposals. They just want to use it, even with a septic system.
So glad you said that. You're also a Rinnai dealer?
We are not a dealer. Well, we are a certified installer.
They flow through you?
Yeah. They,
no pun intended.
Yes, they flow through.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that business is heating up, too. but no, they we just, that's the only brand we install. I've been using them for 25, maybe a little more than that. And I don't think I've said this numerous times, I don't think I've serviced more than a handful.
You're ahead of your time with that. Those are demand water heater, for those that know, and they've become kind of the Kleenex of that genre, if you will, Renai.
Yeah, they work. The only downside, if there is it takes a little longer for hot water to get to the point of use, but we can recircuit, and that helps. But the plus side is it outweighs it. Once you get hot water, I mean, you could spend the rest of the year in there if you want to, and you're not going to run out of hot water. It just keeps coming.
Well, Ron, the myth with those is that you have to have absolutely pure, clean water or you're going to have issues. That has not been the case with
you? No, that's simply a myth, yeah. We'll come out in a year. We'll send you an email after we install it and flush it, just a reminder email, and come out and clean it. And if it's dirty, we'll flush it as long as it takes. Sometimes it's an hour, and then if it's not dirty, we'll call them and send them an email in 2 years, because it just doesn't need to be cleaned every year then, and we'll make that call when we're out there on site.
Wow. Wow. So let's make it clear. We're talking to homeowners out there, but we also want facility managers, management companies, yes, anyone who owns apartment buildings, multifamily owners. Yeah. Those are the people that you like to service.
We service them. We do new homes from the ground up. We do apartments from the ground up, restaurants, banks. We do all new commercial residents, new homes, you name it. If it has plumbing in it, we'll do it.
Do you get a lot of people that are buying an existing older home? It's their new home.
Yes.
And they have low flow issues, so they need those horizontal pipes replaced. Do you do that kind of thing?
Yes, we repipe if they're old galvanized. We do talk them into doing it all, though. I mean, it's just something for your listeners to understand. I mean, it's only as strong as your weakest link. So if you change everything in the basement, but you don't change the pipes coming up in the wall to your shower, don't waste your time changing them in the basement.
Oh, that's
as far as
point.
I'm concerned, it's a waste of money because you're still not going to get decent flow. You could in some instances. It could be clean up there, but it's just not worth it to take the chance. We'll come in and we'll drill your cabinets and run new lines. We don't have to tear walls apart. We can bring them up through the floors for the toilet, and you'll just have all new pipes then. And that's you know, especially with PEX now, it's a lot cheaper than it used to be.
Sure.
With copper.
So that's what you will typically use as a
PEX,
the plastic pipe PEX. Again, is a Kleenex name for everybody's plastic pipe.
Yeah, there's a couple different brands. Yeah, there is something. But
we love them. They're quiet. Mm-hmm. Burst resistance is tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So will you use the quick fits, the shark bite type?
No. We use the prescribed fitting. Either you can, there's solid rings or pinching rings. We'll crimp it on there. Yep. I mean, there's some that expand the pipe and you slide the fittings inside and then it shrinks back around it. Ubinor, I believe it's called. But there's a couple different brands, but we don't, very rarely we'll use push-on fittings. It might have caps when we're remodeling. That's about it for us.
Last couple of years we've had, in the last 10 years, I think we've had 200-year rains here in Southeast Michigan, and backflow preventers in the basements. Tell people how important that is, and how much money they would have saved and stress if they would have had those.
Well, there's backflow preventers, and there's backflow valves. A backflow preventer is more of a water safety feature, but the backflow, I know what you're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, it's like a check valve. It lets everything in your house flow out, but when the street, like in Huntington Woods, let's say Gross Point, where they have a combination with the rain and sewer mixed, and that when it rains heavy and that all backs up because the street water is all coming in your basement, we can put a check valve that'll stop that problem. I don't know why the city just doesn't send out letters to everybody that this can be fixed, or the insurance companies. I mean, it's going to save them a fortune.
Do you think that's something that's needed for domestic water in the home as well?
Well, that's your safety device. You the only time you need them in homes will be on a laundry tub with a hose attachment, or your irrigation system requires a vacuum breaker.
And let's tell people we're talking. When those rains happen, people at the lowest part of the street, unfortunately, gets the neighbor's actual sewage backing up into their basement.
Yes.
It's a horrible thing to experience as a homeowner.
Yes.
So we're going to go to break, Ron. We get back. Let's talk about that. And boy, the years you've been in this industry, you have seen so much. Chuck mentioned the on-demand hot water heaters, but let's talk about those, because I don't think people, let's talk a little more about those, because I don't think homeowners really understand how they work. So this is the Inside Outside Guys today, featuring Shelby Mechanical.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guy, sponsored by Shelby Mechanical. Sign up for unbeatable service from plumbers who care. To learn more on how to save with new Rinnai tankless water heaters, visit ShelbyMechanical.net. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
John came in and gave me three options. He was straight up about everything. He plunged the bathroom sink and gave it his all. He almost had to snake the drain, but then didn't have to. We have used Shelby twice before. They were prompt, worked hard, and were reasonable. They have proven more than one time that they can get the job done right. What a great review.
That is an awesome review. And like I said before, if you go on, get on the website, look up Shelby Mechanical, you are going to see a lot of reviews just like that. And real quick, because here's an email that Chuck and I get all the time. I need a new water heater. Should I get an on-demand water heater? So who needs on-demand water heaters out there, and who needs just a regular 40-gallon basic water heater?
Well, the difference is, I mean, if you have a large family and everyone's up at the same time, you have a jacuzzi or some kind of tub in the master bath you can't fill with your existing water heater. Those are some of the do's and don'ts. I'll come out usually and talk to them, or the girls will hand them off to me on the phone, and we'll discuss what they're looking to do. I mean, sometimes if they're moving and they're elderly couple, don't waste your money.
Thank you.
You know, it's just not worth it. You're moving. Who knows? The next people might not want it. I just find out what the feel, because it can be a luxury item, let's say.
Sure.
Because they're more than double a regular water heater. But if you have, like I said, a family getting up in the morning and you're running out of hot water, then it's the way to go, because you can run three showers at the same time. If it gets too crazy, too much water consumption, a couple showers go in and a full open valve, let's say like a washing machine's running or something, it'll throttle down to maintain that temperature. So you might not have as much pressure, but you still have that temperature.
Still amazing technology.
Yeah, it is. It has come a long way, too. I mean, now it almost puts out 6 gallons. It's close to it, a minute. So showers, a gallon and a half? But that's full. You're not using full hot.
Yeah,
so
you might have teenagers, though.
Yeah. But it's that side of it's really nice. So you're just never going to run out of hot water. That's the upside of the
whole thing. Ken and I have always joked that the teenagers take a 40-gallon shower. When the tank's empty and the water changes temperature, they quit. So if they were an eye, they'd be in there all day, right?
Yeah. I got a TV in my bathroom, so that's probably not a good idea.
Aaron Alexander, your father mentioned earlier that you came on to help out and eventually take over the business. Tell us what you do here at Shelby Mechanical.
Quote jobs, pretty much take the weight off, or try to take as much weight off my dad to help him out. If guys have questions or something, they're starting to come see me now, so he's not having to be on the phone all day as much, hopefully. But I'm also taking on, he's done a lot of quoting through people he's known a lot, you know, over the years. I'm trying to take on new customers, try to get in with new companies.
Build new relationships.
New relationships, yeah. So
what is the process? If somebody calls Shelby Mechanical, whether for a house or a business, what happens once that phone is answered?
Sometimes we'll try to see if we can quote or get some as much information through the phone. And then if we can't get that type of information, we'll probably schedule a visit and come see them and try to go from there and then price the job.
So you try to qualify the job before you go out and make sure it's something that you guys can do, have time to do. If you can't keep the customer happy, you're not going to take on the job.
Right. That's what we do. I mean, we'll do anything to keep the customer. I've given them their money back, whatever it takes. I mean, if some you're just not going to please no matter what you do.
You're 100% right.
But we'll try our darndest to do whatever it takes.
Where they have something small as tightening something. He's explained to them over the phone.
Right. Yeah.
So you know, instead of paying someone to come out, they just took 5 minutes, explained over the phone, and they were done.
Yeah, FaceTime. I've had women FaceTime me, and I said, all right, you know, especially in the spring when they turn on the valve for their hose bits, that packing nut's dripping or something. Yeah. I said, listen, FaceTime me, and I'll have them point right at it. Yeah, that's it. Now turn that clockwise, and they feel so empowered. They're like, I can't wait till my husband gets home. I'm going to tell my, you know, because it's not worth it to me to send. I got to charge a certain amount of what the guys cost me. It's not worth it to send them out there, you know, and then they'll call me when they really need us.
Exactly. I mean, if you're going to go out there, you have a minimum charge to go out there, and you just saved her that money. I hope people are really listening to that, because you're telling somebody, take care of it this way, and when you need me, I'm here for you.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
That's the way to run a business.
How about adding a hose bib or spigot to the outside, or even hot water to the garage that people want for washing their vehicles?
That's what I have. I got a tankless water. I got a tankless water heater, and right after that, I put a hot and cold hose bib outside so I can wash the cars.
Now, is that an issue in the wintertime, having that in the garage?
It's not in the garage. I have it outside the house.
Really?
So, yeah.
And it's unheated.
It's heated,
but
and
it's all
cold.
Frost-free.
Yep. And I drain it out, obviously, in the fall before wintertime, so it doesn't freeze, but it shouldn't freeze, but I do it just as a precaution.
He probably calls a service guy to do it for him. Yeah.
Now, this like time of year, even actually a month or two or back, once it starts getting the thaw, we start seeing what I call, looks like graves in people's front yard. once it's all done, you got this big hump of dirt, mm-hmm. look like a grave. Of course, they're having an issue with the sewer line. Talk about that. You do a lot of that, do you?
We do a lot of sewer repairs. We'll come out. We have a camera on every truck. Unlike some competitors talk about, they will camera. I made the investment, and we will camera. Sometimes they might. I mean, we've got three in being repaired right now. They're an expensive, delicate piece of equipment, but you know, we're going to do what we
homeowners
advertise.
Love them.
Yeah, we let the homeowner look at it, so we'll fish it down and say, "Here's your problem."
Oh, I love that.
Here's option A, option B, option C. How do you want us to proceed to fix it?
We had an email just the other day of what kind of chemical can we use to get the roots out of there that will last, and the answer was none.
None. There's root X, but I think that burns them. But I mean, I get different responses from different companies. They say the roots have a memory, and they won't. You know, after you snake it, if you put some down, it kind of burns them, and maybe that section won't grow. But you got to remember, at the point roots penetrate the pipe, that still keeps growing. Maybe you're cutting and burning inside the pipe, but eventually that clay or cast is just going to burst, because you can see roots lift concrete.
Right.
They're going to crack that pipe too. They just keep growing and growing. So you might eventually, they're all a ticking time bomb. How long they last, who knows? Sometimes we run our jet down there and it just collapses. I mean, there's no other option. The snake won't cut the roots. So we try to cut it with our sewer jet machine, and sometimes it just falls apart. Then we don't have an option but to dig it. There's some pipelining out there. We are in the process. We don't do it now because it's a very high-risk, high-reward process. Because if you're using it, that means something above it's very expensive. Landscaping, driveway, or something. So if it fails, now you got an issue. So there's a new system out. My service manager was telling me about they're doing a job in the area. I don't know what day it is, but he's going to set it up where we can be there and watch it. So I'm looking forward. So you can do a lot of spot repairs. So if somebody doesn't want to dig up the whole sewer, or there is an issue with something above it, we can take a little section and repair it. And it's a little different system. And I want to see what it's all about before I make that decision.
I respect the heck out of that. So do you typically see with blocked sewer lines that it's a root, or is it more typically people abusing?
Well, if it's cast iron, if you have an old cast iron plumbing in your house, do not put any feminine products down there, and do not use any hand wipes.
Supposedly flushable wipes.
Yeah, there is no such thing. So you could say, because we'll go into these places and there might be renters, we don't use it, and there's a box sitting right on the toilet. So we tell the landlord, because we send the landlords, we take care of a lot of, there's a lot of people that own houses that live out of state.
Sure.
And so we take care of it, and we send them a copy of the video of what we found, so they know. We're not just, cleaning it for no reason or whatever. We do let them know hey, this needs to be repaired. This is what your renters are throwing down there.
So. Well, with all the subdivisions and all the homes we have here in Southeast Michigan, it almost seems like for every house, it's going to be a matter of time before they're going to need to replace that line. But once you replace it, they'll never have to worry about it again, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. What do you use? What do you put
usually,
in place there?
If we're going to replace the whole thing, we'll just come in and we dig it from the house to as far as we can go. Sometimes there's easement issues. We don't want to get in the road. You get into the road, that's a whole nother. Because all the cities have, they wash their hands of it now. You're responsible to the main. Almost every city's that way. Some aren't. Some cities you can buy a contract or something, like, I think it's Roseville's one of them, but they will take care of it for you. You pay a certain amount each month, and if your sewer fails, they'll fix it. The city will fix it for you.
Well, that's great information for people to talk to call their city and find out if they had that program.
Yeah, and I think it's not very much. It might be $20 a bill. I don't know. I know. I remember a customer telling me, and it wasn't very much. I said, that's great insurance.
If it was $25 a month, it'd be worth it for the one time.
One time it happens. Because if you get under the road, you've got bus route permit issues, all kinds of stuff. Oh. You block a road.
And you'd be able to tell before you started digging exactly where it's
at. Oh, well, no. We have a locator. When we run the camera down, we can show the customer and go up on their lawn and say, it's right here, 8 feet down. And they know right where it's at. And so we're between the sidewalk and the street. We have easement permits, sidewalk permits, all kinds of stuff. So it can get quite expensive.
Maybe trees. In some jurisdictions, you're responsible for those trees.
Trees also. Yep.
And you mentioned permits. When we get back from break, let's talk about the reputation of Shelby Mechanical, because you guys have a great reputation with all the jurisdictions around and all the cities and all the building departments. And let's talk about the team, Ron, because I know you're very proud of the team here you have at Shelby Mechanical. Mm-hmm. So stick around for more with the Alexanders right here on AM 760, today featuring Shelby Mechanical.
Was very good. If I need a plumbing service again, I will definitely use this company, Shelby Mechanical, and refer them to others.
Wow.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Doesn't get any better than that.
If you're a marketing guy, you'd write that.
You're right.
That's an unsolicited
<But I'm not.
laughs> testimonial.
You're right. You're unsolicited is the main thing. That person, these testimonials we're sending you, these people didn't have to write these. They wrote them because they were that thrilled with Shelby Mechanical. And you know, for years, Chuck and I have talked to the people who run the businesses, but we talked about a second ago, Ron. Mm-hmm. The heart of the business are the people that are in the business, and you're so proud of it. And with us right now, we have Megan Mitter. Right, Megan Mitter?
Yep.
And you are what Chuck and I like to call the CEO in charge of first impressions. So when people call here, they might not necessarily talk to you, but they'll talk to a couple gals on your team.
Yes.
And what can they expect when they call you, when they call to set an appointment up?
Well, here in our office, we have Aaron and Cheyenne. Both of them are very professional. They have themselves learned a lot about plumbing. So when they call, they're getting somebody that, you know, has a basic knowledge of it. So they're able to ask the right questions to get down to the bottom of what it is they're needing from us. And then they know from there who the right person is to send and, you know, get their problem resolved as quickly as possible.
How do you prioritize sending a technician out to a job in that regard?
A lot of times the customer drives that. When they call, you know, we know if it's an emergency based on their urgency.
They're panicking. Yeah,
there's water in my basement.
Yes,
we've all been there.
Right. So they, you know, if we have, you know, a customer that's calling us and they're in desperate need of somebody, we do prioritize them. A lot of times the customer says, hey, I'm actually not available for a couple days. This can wait. So, you know, it's really the customer that drives that.
We'll try to give water heater preference, too, so they don't have to take a cold shower. If someone's got a drippy faucet, we'll send someone to do the water heater before the drippy faucet. We'll reschedule.
Phantom flushes of toilets.
We had a call like that yesterday.
on the air. Is my house haunted?
She actually asked if her house is haunted because in the middle of the night, her water softener went out. Started regenerating, and then she heard her toilet just flush out of nowhere.
Yeah, it'll do that. Water's dripping out of the tank going into the bowl. So that flapper, or depending on the toilet, the water's leaking out, and as the water level gets down, all you're hearing is that valve kicking on to fill it back up again. It's not literally flushing.
Yes.
But she's hearing the water go on, so she thinks it's flushing. That's what solves that problem.
We had an email not too long ago that someone asked. Matter of fact, I think it was last week, and we referred Shelby Mechanical because it was real close to here. They just asked, should they have someone come out and take a look at their plumbing system? Mm-hmm. Should they have someone come out and just inspect their plumbing system? They lived in a Grosse Pointe house that was over 100 years old. What are your thoughts on that? Do you get many calls like that, Megan?
Yeah, we have. And we have done that, you know, just done an overall check on everything that they have going on. We have a lot of customers that don't know much about plumbing at all. So they need a professional to come and just say, is everything working properly? And yeah, we do that. So.
You want to be that person for people, right?
Right, absolutely.
Ron mentioned earlier, eventually, that they're going to need you for some kind of an emergency. You
know? Exactly. Right. Exactly. Well, yeah. we tend to, the guys like to show them where their main shutoff is, because you'd be surprised how many people have no idea how to shut the water after their house if a pipe bursts.
That is so important, especially for the snowbirds.
Yes.
That leave for the year to shut that kind of stuff. Will you do that kind of service for people?
Yep. I've got some people that I take care of that live out of state. They'll call me if there's an issue. They're old friends and things that I've got keys to their house. So we can put in things in the house, water backups that monitor the temperature. And if a temperature in the house gets below a certain degree, it'll send them a text. Or if it starts working, the water backup pump, it'll send them a text saying, hey, your main pump has failed. And then they'll call us and we've got keys. We just go out to their house and fix it for them.
I tell this story all the time because that technology blows me away. Of a 98. I was in Branson, Missouri, and we had a major snowstorm coming through up here. And the only way I knew that I didn't lose power is I kept calling the house to make sure my answering machine was working. And that's the only way. Now.
Now you're showing your answering machine.
Yeah, right.
It was a while ago.
He's as old as he looks.
Oh, gosh. Slick was talking there. But with the technology you just mentioned, that's just amazing technology. And you can help people with all that?
Yes. Some of the alarm companies, if they don't want a water backup, alarm companies will put a little sensor down by your sump basket. So if it gets wet,
right,
like your alarm in your house, it'll send you whatever, if you have email, text, however you have it set up, say, hey, you got water on your floor. And then they call us. We'll go take a look at it.
Well, Megan, we want to introduce you to our listeners, because we know when people call, they're going to be talking to you or a couple other girls. Thank you for coming on with us today. We really appreciate that.
No problem. Thank you.
Cool. Boy, Ryan, you just got to be thrilled when you can hire people. Especially in today's day and age. Mm-hmm. One of the things Chuck and I talk about all the time when you hire people is you want them to take ownership.
Correct.
You want them to act like it's their place. And we can tell Megan does that. Now, obviously, your son does that.
She does own the place. She runs the place.
So if you come in late, you get yelled at.
I'm in before everybody. I'm the guy in here at 5:30 in the morning every day cleaning bathrooms and doing that stuff. So
will Shelby Mechanical do work for like a North Bloomfield property? They manage a lot of different properties.
Yes.
Like, would you want to be like the go-to plumber for a company like that?
Yes,
absolutely.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something you do.
There are some apartment buildings in Detroit we maintain, and we just changed out all what was the name of that one in Royal Oak? We just changed out all
Main North Offs.
Yeah, we had to change all the valves in the whole building because they had old PVC valves, and they were scared they couldn't shut them all off. So we had to shut the building down each day, go in, put new actual valves in each unit, so if there was an issue, they could shut it down without the place flooding.
Wow. Now, Megan mentioned earlier that when someone calls, she'll decide where it goes to, which specialist it goes to. So do you have different guys that specialize in residential, commercial, maybe more with the sewer pipes? That
well,
kind of
we thing? Have we have a service crew, and then we have construction crew. So they'll determine that, what type of job it is. But in the service crew, some guys have a higher level of training for tankless water heaters. There's a series with Renai, so we've got certain guys, and then we'll send guys with them that are in a lower level, have only been through one, and let him work with them until he's ready to go to this next training.
So is this fair to say the service crews are the ones that can deal with homeowners better? And
yes.
Megan shaking her head, yes.
Yes.
That makes perfect sense.
Yes.
I mean, that's delegating.
Yeah, your industry, again, historically, it doesn't have a great reputation for dealing with people. You may be a fantastic plumber with bad people skills, so that's part of what you've got to train here, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
It's important.
Wow.
Got to keep the customers happy.
Yes, you do.
And you guys do a great job of it. That's so obvious. So we're going to go to break again, and we haven't really touched much on sump pumps, and we get those questions all the time. And also, where do you guys go in Southeast Michigan? Do you offer financing? And how can people get a hold of you? We're going to cover all that in the next segment of the Inside Outside Guys Bonus Hour today, featuring Shelby Mechanical.
Welcome back to this extended hour of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Shelby Mechanical. Sign up for unbeatable service from plumbers who care. To learn more on how to save with new Rinnai tankless water heaters, visit shelbymechanical.net. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
We've got Ron and Aaron Alexander with us. Talk about the team a little bit. Talk about the personnel, because that's important.
All right. I got a group of, I think we're down to, we were up to 30 last summer when we were really going. I think we're in that, probably in that 25 area somewhere right now. But I've got a group of guys and girls that, you know, I don't boss them around. I let them do their thing. They've been trained. My guys, my service guys sit in a truck for at least a year training before I'll turn them loose. And they, and I don't hound them, let's say. They know what they got to do. They get their work schedule, and you know what, the guys bought into it. They're hardworking, and they're treated with respect here. I very, very rarely yell at anybody. If it's a darn good reason, and then I usually, unfortunately, explode on somebody if I do.
It's a dad attitude.
Yeah.
And if you got to yell at them, something's wrong.
Something's very, very wrong, because right. If it gets through their department head and it filters its way to me, that means they did something really bad.
Right.
So, which rarely happens, maybe twice in 25 years, I guess. Very rarely. It's right. But they're a great group of people, great group of girls in the office. And you know what? They know what they got to do to keep the business afloat. And that's what they do. They go out, they do their job. I let them take the vehicles home. And when they leave their house, they're on the clock, because I figure they're in a work vehicle. So they're on the clock, and the guys are, you know, they've all been receptive to the whole plan.
It's a trust relationship. They trust you. You trust them. Yep. And neither one of you have ever broken that trust, nor will you.
Exactly. And to be honest with you, they're quite spoiled here. Financially also, they're quite spoiled.
So you mentioned sump pumps, Ken, before we went to break.
Yep.
How many sump pumps do you guys replace? Or do you have backups available for people?
Yes. I've got a count. I couldn't tell you. I don't. That would have been a question for Megan in the last segment. But we do a lot of sump pumps. We keep a stock back here of sumps and water heaters for emergencies at night. We're not. Don't get me wrong. We're not a 24-hour a day company. But that's, we never went into this. But we do maintain buildings that we've repiped, or restaurants, things like that.
Sure.
And friends of mine that own stuff, they'll call me. We'll get somebody out, but just to come out and fix a leaky faucet at night, it's not cost effective.
Sure. Aaron, I want to talk about a couple of things your dad just said, because when it comes to the employees and dad having to yell at somebody, that's one of the reasons you're here, to stop that from happening, to be the middleman, correct?
Correct, yes.
And then deal with that.
But as long as I'm not yelling at him.
Yeah. Right.
It's hard to not be a father. You know, that's all I was hoping, because we have a pretty good relationship. I was hoping that wouldn't get... That line wouldn't get crossed. That's
sure.
all. But because
I understand that. I 100% understand that. Because you want to be friends. At this age, you want to be friends more than anything else. And it's tough.
Right. Because they're growing up. And she can attest to that. Growing the kids, my wife's here too, growing up, that I wasn't around much.
Yeah.
I mean, that you're trying to build a business and you just weren't, wasn't around much.
Takes a lot of time.
Work.
And Aaron, I want people to hear this, because your dad mentioned that people can be in a van for a year and then get
turned loose,
okay? Yep. People out there, if you decide to take the Alexanders up on this offer, you will never need another job in your life. You will be in an industry that you will be wanted for the rest of your life. When you and I were growing up, Chuck, we didn't have those opportunities.
Yeah, and these skills translate
1 year.
Any country, any place in the world, right?
Yes, exactly. I've got a lot of 20, 30-year-olds here that actually are friends with Aaron now. But, you know, he's a little older than them. But we got a lot of young guys that are all talking about running, you know, taking over and running bigger projects. And they're all moving up to getting their license. I force them to get their license. We've got a salary cap, but you don't go get your license, you're never going above this. So get out there and get your license.
I got to tell you, for people out there listening, that is so unique because you don't have to do that.
No.
They could all just go off your license constantly, but you're helping build them.
Well, yeah, they need a license. It's good to have the license. They get paid more.
Sure.
And
sure.
I can tell that's more jobs when they go out. Like, yeah, I got a licensed plumber coming to your project. I got a licensed plumber here. You know, you don't always need them in service.
Sure.
But the guys, I want them to get there. A lot of guys don't want them to do that because then they got to pay them more.
Right.
Or I want them to get there. I want them to succeed. I mean, because they're just going to make us
better.
More valuable. I mean, we're not the cheapest by a long shot.
Nor should you be.
But we're going to show up when we say we are, and we're going to get the job done, and we're going to do it at a fair price, and we're going to make sure you're happy when we're done. Because if you're not, we'll do whatever it takes to make you happy.
So, Aaron, of course, you'd love to have, you know, licensed plumbers come on right away, and you're looking for those as well.
Yep.
But what kind of people are you looking for from the ground up? In other words, how can you help them build a career here at Shelby Mechanical?
I guess good personality, gets along. You know,
team player.
Yeah, gotta be a team player. Gotta be able to work with others. Definitely, you can't be a by yourself kind of guy. You gotta be able to work with other people.
Because we trade guys around.
Yeah,
and Meg mentioned earlier, you gotta be able to communicate with homeowners.
Yeah, that's hard for some people.
It is.
You know, if you're working with somebody you don't want to work with, then it just you dread coming into work. So you want to at least have a good team. Everyone want to not have to be like, I don't want to work with that guy, or you want to be able to work with anyone. So if everyone's a good team player, then they don't care who they're working with.
And those are the people you want here at Shelby Mechanical.
Yeah. I mean, we got some guys we try to keep together, too, because they work well together.
Absolutely.
You know, so you want to, you know, they're friends, and you know, their wives are at each other's weddings. So, I mean, we got a lot of family things going on here,
which is great. That's what Ken and I call a team. Now, you obviously are very good at what you do. How big a geographic area can you cover for our listeners?
God, we go just about anywhere. I mean, construction, we've got jobs in Lansing. We did a medical building in Carroll.
Really?
Yeah, we'll go if it's a project. It's just not if somebody's calling us to snake a toilet or something, we don't want to go to Lansing. It's just
you have
not
a minimum charge. That would be cost effective for them.
It's just not worth it. We'll tell them, you know, here, I know this company and they're good guys in that area. Give them a call.
So
we'll refer some people.
Still
that
call
we know.
You.
Yeah, we'll try to find. I've got guys that I've known in this industry that I've known for years in different areas spread out. So we kind of refer to each other because we know we're going to take care of that customer.
Yeah.
And I don't want to refer them to somebody that's not going to do a good job. So that's kind of what we do. And we're not going to take work from each other. So if he refers me and then they want to remodel the whole house, I'll call them. Listen, they want to do the whole house. It was your customer. We just ran and snaked something. Why don't you go take care of the rest of it?
That's how you run your business. It's good relationships. And there's never, I can tell right here, there's never a threat to you guys.
No.
You never feel a threat from another company or a person that might want to go off on their own. Good for them.
No.
Go have a good time. Yeah.
We're not followers. We've never been. I remember telling you guys that when you were kids. Be a leader, not a follower.
Amen. Drill that into your kids. Okay, so there are people out there that are homeowners that they don't have a lot of money. And one day that their hot water heater breaks down, they may not have the money to replace it, or maybe a sewer line from their house to the street. That gets pretty expensive.
Yes.
And if they don't have the money, please tell them how you can still help them.
Yeah, we can finance. We have a finance company here. So the girls will get an application filled out and offer them different things. It depends on how long, you know, how the industry works.
Sure.
You know, how long you want to go, as interest rates are pretty high. So sometimes I'll work with them and say, what can you pay a month?
I love
and then
that.
Just work with us instead of giving the bank all this interest. So, you know, if we get a feeling like they're legitimate,
good
and a good person, and they're, you know, especially elderly couples that on retirement or fixed income, see, you know, it works for me too because we just got money coming in every month, and you know, it instead of getting it all at once, so it
works. You're a successful company. You've done real well for yourself over the years, and if you can give it back, you want to give it back.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. We help a lot of the Thunder Chickens we sponsor. It's an engineering robotics team out of the high school. And what's some of the other ones that we go? We helped one of the guys that's at one of the supply houses. He wanted to be a fisherman, you know, fishing tournaments. He was a charter fisherman. So we sponsor his boat, and he's got our decals on it. Ryan over at actually at Ferguson Supply. And then some of the golf, the hockey, my grandson's hockey team.
We do a lot of golf outings for fundraisers, for charities.
Yeah, so, actually, the one for the children, we just were filling out today to send out to help sponsor that. So we try to give back as much as we can.
What kind of a warranty attaches to different types of work you guys do, like a water heater?
Good question.
Well, the water heaters, we'll give a year on workmanship, something we did. And then the water heaters come with their basic, I don't remember. They've been jumping all around in like 3 years. Renai's are up to 6 years, I think, and 12 years on certain things. So,
but the call comes to you?
It still comes to us. We'll, after a year, they will pay us still to if they're going to replace a water heater. Very rarely a water heater company. We only use Renai's and Bradford White's that are assembled here in Michigan, so we can get parts.
Both great names.
Yeah, both great water heaters. So they'll give the part, but we still charge the labor because it's not our water heater.
Yeah.
But if it's something we did, if there's a drip for a year, we'll fix all that. And it depends. If it's something simple, a lot of times we don't charge for something like that.
Boy, it's been a quick show. It's been a great show. The website is shelbymechanical.net. The owners, Ron and Aaron Alexander, you heard them. This is how the company operates, with honesty, integrity, and ethics. Phone number, 586-726-9444. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out with us today.
Thanks for having us. It's been great.
Greatly appreciate it. Again, this has been the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys, featuring Shelby Mechanical on AM 760 WJR.